Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, from the options I have here, what do you choose? I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote?
Somewhat.
And thank you again. What is your age? Are you between 18, 35, 36, 45? 40, 55?
45.
Thank you again. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
It's hard to say.
Well, from the options I have here, what do you choose? Right direction or wrong track?
I don't know. It's tough to say. It's person to person, case to case.
Okay. You feel that way? That's fine. Moving along, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked by a proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote in this. Now, the proposal is called For Non-Motorized Trails / and it reads the following. Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. The millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor to this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Probably no.
Definitely no or probably?
Probably.
Okay. And since the ballot language
pay enough tax.
Okay. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. And knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Let me see here. You're saying it's...
If you like, I can read it for you again, sir.
I'd still probably say no. I mean...
Okay.
No
problem. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
You say $9 or $90?
$90 per year for the next 10 years.
Yeah, again, I'm going to say no.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely. There's plenty of trails. I'm an advocate for trails, but not necessarily increased tax.
Oh, thank you. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Here's the first one. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plans and construct more trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
I would oppose.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving local roads and infrastructure, reducing traffic and congestion, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
Yes. I'll stop here with that, inflation and cost of groceries, gas, all that right now.
Now, you will now be given a list of organizations in the Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Grand Traverse County Government, very favorable to you, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm pretty neutral. I think they're doing okay, but there's, you know, subjects that we need improvement with.
Okay. From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. The other one says your city or township government.
Yeah, same thing, somewhat favorable.
Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trail, also known as a TART Trail.
Yeah, I haven't been on it too much, a couple times, but it seems to be okay, somewhat favorable.
And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Oh, yeah, too fast, much too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
It's a hard question to answer.
Well, from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Definitely trust, probably trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
I mean, I would somewhat trust and just hope that, you know, if that did go through, they would be reasonable and responsible.
There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following way to spend this money. Here's the first one. To promote health and wellness, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, strongly disapprove, or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve. I mean, I'm a fitness advocate, and I feel there's other ways of achieving that, but, you know, to each their own.
Okay. The other one says to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
So to increase accessibility?
Yes. Accessibility.
I think we have enough access. I mean, I frequent trails quite often, and you know, I think there's plenty of accessibility. Anything, you know, that would kind of fall back on the first thing, you know, if you want to get to a more remote spot, that's more of a fitness journey. But
So from the options I have, what do you want me to mark down? A strongly approved?
Disapprove.
Oh, okay. Somewhat disapprove, okay. The other one says to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
As far as, what do you mean connectivity?
They're talking about the trails and stuff like that.
Oh, you mean like the TART trail?
Yes, that's what they mean by the connectivity.
Yeah, I would kind of somewhat disapprove on that, too. I mean, it doesn't seem very feasible.
The other one says to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Yeah, I mean, I guess somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
What are they talking as far as that goes? Non-motorized transportation, like bicycles?
Actually, I am required to read verbatim. I cannot take from this question or add to it. But let me read it for you one more time. It says, to increase non-motorized transportation options.
Right, which I'm just trying to think besides a bicycle or a skateboard, you know, what are your non-motorized options? But I don't know if that would catch on. I mean, I'd be neutral. I don't necessarily agree or disagree.
Okay. So from the options, what do you want me to mark down? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know. Maybe somewhat approve, I guess.
And the other one says to maintain existing trails.
Somewhat approve. You know, there's always maintenance.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Does that include, like, ATVs and stuff, or...
Like I mentioned earlier, I am required to read verbatim. I cannot add to this or take from it. But that's what it says, to promote recreational opportunities.
Yeah. I feel we have a lot of opportunity. I mean, I somewhat agree, I guess.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
I would strongly agree.
To promote local economic development.
Somewhat disagree.
To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat agree. I don't know. That's another one I would
be patient. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Here's the first one. Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
I feel it's pretty connected, so I mean, I guess side with improving current trails.
Okay. And you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. And if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support it? The proposal.
I don't know. I don't really think that changes my opinion. So, still unlikely to support it.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Right. I still disagree, because I mean,
somewhat less likely or much less likely?
We'll say somewhat less likely.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Yeah, it's still somewhat less likely.
The other one says a citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring the funds are administrated for their intended purposes.
Right. Again, it's not really a matter of trust on how they spend it. It's the, you know, the increase in taxes, I'd still somewhat less likely.
Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. And if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Boardman, Lake Loop Trail, and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connection to these trails and maintain other destinations in the county. Very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Yeah, not too convincing.
The other one says, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trails networks free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not too convincing.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Not
too convincing? Okay. The other one says, Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Still not convinced.
Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trails and networks and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Yeah, still not convincing.
This proposal would improve the construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Yeah, still not convinced.
In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor spaces for children to play outdoors by physically active and have a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, still not convinced.
this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Still not convinced.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, still same thing. That
trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Still not convinced.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Not convinced.
And thank you so much for your patience. Now, thinking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails, to apologize and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
At this point, I would vote no.
Definitely no or probably no?
Probably no.
Okay.
I don't know 100% without seeing it laid out and weighing things.
Okay. We are at 95%. You are doing great. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not at all convincing. Here's the first one. There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. A very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
The other one says there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
That's convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
The other one says this proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
That's convincing, somewhat convincing.
This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Yeah, it's convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat?
Somewhat.
With inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but
well, from the go ahead.
Somewhat not convincing.
Okay. This other one here says this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Somewhat not convincing.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would still vote no.
Definitely no, or probably?
Probably.
Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. Here's the statement. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, in your own words,
additional taxes.
Additional taxes?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previous approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved, the levy is full. The renewal millage will generate an estimated $60,678,949 in the first year if the elections were held today. Would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
So it's essentially just renewing.
That's what the statement says. Definitely yes or probably yes?
Probably.
Now, I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. For confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections?
Trump.
And with which political party are you affiliated?
I don't necessarily pick a party.
Okay, but if you had to lean towards one today, which one would you lean towards? Republican, Democratic, Independent?
Republican.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Probably none of those. Okay. I don't know.
Moderate, okay. And what is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
High school.
Do you own or rent the home that you currently live in?
Own.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
I do.
And what is your main racial background?
White.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Goodbye.